This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Tuesday. We had game four, Knicks and Pacers tonight. Joining us now to help break down this series, react a little bit to what we saw last night, is Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports. You can find him on Twitter at Basketball Talk. Kurt, appreciate you giving us some time as always, my friend. Before we look back at last night, I do want to look ahead to tonight. Papa Haliburton is free. Do you think by the second half we're going to be totally done and over that story? Are they going to shove it down our throats?
Oh, God, I hope not. Yeah, at least he's up in a – it's a little less interesting. He's up in a suite, so, like, they intentionally have to cut to him. They can't just, like, hey, look at him courtside. So hopefully we get one shot of this and it's done, but certain networks sometimes like to drag out the drama, so we'll see.
What are your expectations for tonight? I thought Indiana played really well in the first half of game three and not so well in the second half of game three.
Yeah, it almost felt like they got, I don't want to say got tight, but there was a little bit of a prevent offense in there. They were, hey man, we're up by 20, we're rolling, and all we got to do is hold on to this. And they were trying so hard to hold on that they got away from themselves. That was the slowest game of this series, one of the slowest they played this playoffs, and they need to get back to pace. They need to get back to playing fast, moving the ball. And that's not just breaks, but their ball movement in the half court was stagnant in the face of much better Knicks defensive pressure. And that's what I'm curious to see. Like, the Knicks got to play with desperation, don't they?
I mean, they can't
go down 3-1. And I'm curious how the Pacers respond to that, because I think you're going to get the all-out Knicks performance. They're feeling confident after the last one.
It feels like tonight, after game three was not the best Jalen Brunson performance in the world, it does feel like tonight we could be in for at least a 30-burger, potentially a 40-burger from Brunson.
I think I think you're going to get a much better night from him. We'll see if that's enough. The question is, how much help does he get? Like, I think he and or Towns will have good games, but they're going to need more out of Bridges. They're going to need more out of some of the other role players. Somebody else has to step up. Maybe it's McBride. Maybe it's somebody else. By the way, Tom Thibodeau, don't be afraid of your bench. Like,
right.
McBride in particular, but Landry Shamet played reasonable minutes last game. Like, you can actually trust those guys for like 10 minutes a game and give your other guys a chance to catch a breath.
Why does it feel like that either OG or Bridges is never consistent? Like, it almost feels like they spin a wheel and whoever it lands on, like, hey, you're going to go for 20 tonight, but the other guy is going to go for 6.
Yeah, it does feel that way. And OG is kind of always, look, he's not a great offensive player. I think they were hoping and expecting more consistency on that end from Bridges, and they need it. I think one of the things you run into with the Knicks when they struggle in this series is that it really is Jalen Brunson heliocentric, and Karl Anthony Towns can do some shot creation, but any big, even, you know, the Anthony Davis, Wemby, name your name, there's a limited amount. Unless you're Jokic, you can't really run everything through him, right?
Like, right.
and they need another perimeter ball creator, and I think they thought that would be Bridges, but he just hasn't been that consistently.
For Indiana, how do they make sure what happened in the second half of Game 3 does not happen in Game number 4, where they just seemingly forget to move the basketball?
Yeah, exactly. I think they just they have to have somebody constantly, hello, coach, reminding them, like, be yourself, keep the ball moving, keep the pressure on, keep defending better. This is not exactly a lockdown defensive series, but the Knicks were much better last game, and Indiana needs to come out and play with that kind of intensity in this game. They've got to do better defensively. Look, as much as this is obviously a must-win for the Knicks, they can't go down 3-1. The margins between these teams aren't deep enough that if you go down 3-1, you're bouncing back. But on the flip side of that, if the Knicks can take another one and even this series, so it's a best of three going home, the Pacers are going to be reeling a little bit, aren't they? Like, they would have to be I'm not sure how they bounce back from that emotionally, because they will have let go of the series.
This is a debate that I've had with a few friends of mine, so I'll bring this question to you. Is Tyrese Haliburton a really great player, or is he a superstar?
I think I had this conversation with somebody else the other day today, and I was like, look, I had him third team All-NBA, and I'm looking back, you know, so top 15 kind of guy, but more on the back end of that, and now I'm kind of like, maybe he should be top 10. But I don't think he's LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic, who I guess took a team to the finals last year, so I'll throw him in there. I'm trying to think of the handful of guys, Curry at his peak, where you're like, man, that is a top five. You can build a champion around this guy. Tatum can be that guy, right? He's not that. Like, you've got to still have him playing in the right system with the right guys around him. You need Pascal Siakam, who's been fantastic in this series. You need a pick-and-pop big like Turner. You need Nembhard and Nesmith and all these guys. Like, that is a really well-constructed team around Tyrese Haliburton. And I think you have to do that with him. Like, you've got to build the right team, because he's not somebody like Giannis Antetokounmpo where it's like, you know what? Anywhere he goes, it'll be great. Like, you can put him in any system, doesn't matter. He's not that guy. Like, he has to play within the system.
Kurt Helin, our guest here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. He covers the NBA for NBCSports.com. Can anybody beat the Thunder in 7 at this point?
No. I honestly wrote and said multiple times that the winner of the Denver OKC game 7 was going to win it all.
Yeah.
Like, I truly thought that was the biggest test they were going to face. And they're better than either of the teams in the East. And Minnesota is a really good team, but not a great, like, it's just not a great matchup for them. This is a tough matchup, especially the way they're kind of loose with the ball. That's what cost them last night. They can't turn the ball over, you know, 20 plus times a game and win. And they kind of tend to do that. And this isn't the mid-teens Golden State Warriors who could turn the ball over 20 times and it didn't matter because they had, you know, Curry and Thompson right. And Durant for a while and stuff. Like, they're not that good. So this is just a bad matchup for them.
I mean, what has happened to Anthony Edwards in this matchup? Certainly last night, there was a lot left to be desired.
Yeah. I think it's twofold. I think he is, Lou Dort and Alex Caruso and the bodies they throw at him are, like, those are really good elite defenders, and it starts to wear on you. But I think also over the course of this playoffs, we've seen Ant grow and, like, start to figure things out. Like, he had a couple rough games where, hey, man, all right, they're throwing two at me and they're zoning off behind and I've or got, you know, they're doing defending me this way. How do I beat that? He's like, you can see him processing it and getting better and getting better. And this is the last big step in terms of him starting to figure out how to be that guy. And he was, for a stretch, you know, he came out and was much more aggressive in the second half. He can't have that kind of up and down if you're truly going to be the franchise superstar kind of guy. Look, man, that's what LeBron and Giannis and Curry and Durant and all these guys do. Part of that is that those guys bring it every night, right? And there's, I don't know that Ant's completely there yet in this playoffs, but that's the next step for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
From the Thunder side of things, how did we let Sam Presti do this again?
Just collect. Part of it is like collecting all the draft picks so that they, I mean, that's the thing that's wild about them. They are so set up to sustain this in an apron world where they're going to have to jettison guys. They're just not going to be able to keep Hartenstein and Caruso are going to get paid too much, and maybe Dort and some of these guys, and they're going to be able to keep their core together. But because they've got so many draft picks, they can either draft guys or trade for inexpensive guys or veterans on minimums or something to keep rotating the talent around their stars to make it work and get guys who fit the system. It's brilliant. But yeah, part of that was also, look, man, everybody knew Shea was going to be good. Doc Rivers will be more than happy to tell you he didn't really like giving up Shea in the Paul George trade, but you got to do that because you're getting Paul George and Kawhi Leonard and you're taking your swing. But I don't think anybody thought he'd be this. Like, anybody thought he'd be MVP Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Nobody saw that one coming. So it still takes a little, even with Sam Presti, it takes a little luck, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it feels like every single stroke, I don't know, he got a genie lamp or something, but every single stroke of luck that he needed, he seemingly got. Well, when it comes to SGA, do you agree with the foul merchant name that's kind of been thrown at him?
But yeah. By the way, this is not the first time Presti's done it, which is a crazy thing.
Like, it's almost unfair.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, I'll draft Westbrook and Durant and Harden together. I get it. I get why people are frustrated. But he bothers me less than vintage James Harden or some of the other guys who sell calls and snap their heads back and kind of really oversell stuff. I think he and Brunson both get to the line a lot, but both of them get lower than you. Like, they just, when they drive, they get low. And Shea takes some odd angles that throws defenders off, but he gets under them and kind of comes up into the, I don't want to say he doesn't initiate the contact, because he does, but it's not the pure grift of some of the guys in the past where it's like, and your arms in front of me, I'm going to do the rip through now and call the foul. And by the way, throw my head back and flail my arms in the air so that everybody sees it. He's a little more, he's initiating that contact, but he's doing it getting downhill. And so I guess it bothers me less, but it's, you know, it's, I can see why people get frustrated, because he was getting some calls, you know, where, especially early in the series, where you're like, really, that, I don't, was that, if you're going to let everything else go, that's your call?
Final thing before I get you out of here, we're talking with Kurt Heelan, Basketball Talk, at Basketball Talk on Twitter. He covers the NBA for NBCSports.com. Back to the game tonight. Who wins game four?
I kind of like the Pacers in this one, probably a little more comfortably than you'd think. I think they realize the pressure that's on them. And frankly, they were the better team for three quarters of the last game and kind of prevent offense, let go of the rope, and, you know, Karl Anthony Towns earning his paycheck. A great Karl Anthony Towns game. Like, a lot of things came together for the Knicks that I'm just not sure is going to happen again. I think you're going to get a better Pacers game. You're going to get a better Halliburton game, but also, like I said, their advantage is also just like, hey man, this could be the Nembhard game. This could be the, you know, they've got enough guys who can just kind of light it up for one night that I think you're going to get that at home.
Kurt, greatly appreciate it, my friend. Always enjoy catching up. Enjoy the game tonight.
Take care, man.
That is Kurt Heelan at Basketball Talk on Twitter. Covers the NBA for NBC Sports. I'm in agreeance with Kurt. I do think Indiana gets it done tonight. They're laying 2.5 on the spread. They're -135 on the money line. I'm not necessarily going to lay on the spread, but he did mention you're kind of waiting and seeing on, like, all right, who's going to have the big game tonight? Could it be Halliburton? Siakam already played really, really well. Nesmith, Nembhard, like, they have a bunch of options. The play that I'm looking at as a bit of a prop gambler, I'm looking at Miles Turner to score 20 plus points. I'm seeing it at like +230. I'm going to put a little bit of something on that. I think it's good value. And you know that one of these guys that is not Tyrese Halliburton is in for a bigger game that could win it, Indiana the game, and then ultimately lead to winning Indiana the series. So I do like the Pacers tonight. Linnell will be with you tomorrow. It's my birthday. I ain't going to be here. Also, it's Doc Walker's birthday tomorrow. So make sure everybody tweets at Doc Walker and wishes Doc Walker a happy birthday. So Linnell's with you tomorrow. I'm back with you Thursday and Friday. But right here on the Team 980, when we get back, it is the Chris Russell Show, the Rooster, in studio next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.